This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue our study of why we should love Jesus by looking today at Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. There Jesus says, "Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, the Bible says, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." I love Jesus because he helps me to see something about the significance of my life while I'm here on this earth. If earthly life is all, then our lives are meaningless. But Jesus did not make this mistake as many men make today, for he taught in Matthew chapter 25, verse 46, that in the great and awful day of the judgment, some would stand there to hear the words, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you." They will go away into everlasting punishment, while others will hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord." Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. Many people have misconceptions of both earthly life and of the judgment. And I want to consider with you for a little while some of the misconceptions which men have of the judgment. There are those who have misconceptions as to the reality of the judgment. There are those who say there's nothing to it. But Jesus says, through his inspired apostle, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." And so men have made mistakes regarding the reality of the judgment. It is real. It will occur. Secondly, men have misconceptions as to the universality of the judgment. That is, some men think that the judgment is only for certain people, but that others will not be required to be there. Some think they will escape the judgment. But Jesus makes clear in John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, "The hour cometh in the which all that are in the tomb shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of condemnation." And in Matthew chapter 25, he makes clear that all the nations of the earth shall stand before him in the judgment. This means every person that's ever lived in every nation that has ever been on the earth. And so all of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the deeds done in the body, whether those deeds be good or evil. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. The idea that only the righteous will be in the judgment is simply not so. Third, there are misconceptions upon the part of men as to the purpose of the judgment. Some men think it's merely a day of inquiry and so forth. But Jesus makes clear that it's a day in which disposition of God's judgment shall be made, so that the righteous will go into blessings and the wicked shall go into punishment. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. Fourth, there are those who make errors as to the standard of the judgment. Men think they will be judged by their own feelings, or by the majority opinion, or by church creeds or manuals, or by what their parents believed, or some such thing. But Jesus makes clear in John 12:48 that we will be judged by his word. He makes clear in Matthew 7:21-23 that only those who do his will shall be enter into the kingdom of heaven. And in Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 to 15, he makes clear that only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life shall be free from being cast into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. There are those who make mistakes or have misconceptions as to the attitude of the judge. Some men think of Jesus that he is only loving only a lamb, that Jesus will save everyone. But through Paul, Jesus said in Romans 11 and 22, "Behold then the goodness and the severity of God, goodness toward those that are obedient, but severity toward those who are not." Men also have misconceptions as to the time of the judgment. It could be at any time. Some men think that we will live forever, but Jesus makes clear this is not the case. In Luke 12, God said to the rich man, "Thou fool, tonight shall thy soul be required of thee." And men have misconceptions as to the results of the judgment. It is indeed terrible, as we read in Mark 9, Revelation 14, and Revelation 20. The lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And then, finally, men have misconceptions as to the finality of the judgment. Whatever will be your fate in the judgment will be what is the case for eternity.